Over half a million children under the age of five in LA County cannot go to preschool or childcare. There just aren't enough licensed spots available. Most daycares are privately run, and even though there's plenty of demand, there aren't enough entrepreneurs who want to get into the business. That's because running a daycare is hard, and lots of people who might enjoy it are scared off by the long hours, low pay, and few benefits. Now, some childcare providers are trying to change that. Reporter Deepa Fernandez tells us about one unconventional effort to improve their working conditions.
George went oink, oink.
It's story time for 2 and 3-year-olds at the Davis Family Child Care in San Pedro.
Oink, oink.
Master Piggy is Keenan Davis. He's the owner and lead teacher in this daycare that he runs out of his own home.
George said, meow.
His grandma and mum both ran daycares. He's steeped in childcare, and for the most part, he loves it.
I like to spend time outside. It just allows the child to be free.
But it's not an easy job.
Every day you're up 6 in the morning, some 5:30. Last night I got to bed 12:30. My last kid left at midnight.
These kinds of hours are not unusual for childcare providers in low-income neighborhoods where parents work odd hours, and providers like Davis have to roll with it. I asked local leader of a large childcare agency, Michael Olnick, if Davis's long work days were typical.
It's not an anomaly. I think that a lot of the family childcare homes are really going way above and beyond, not only in terms of time, but even in terms of providing meals and sometimes food that comes out of their own pockets.
Most of Davis's kids come from families whose income is below the poverty line, so the payment he receives for caring for them comes from the state, and it's not generous. Olnick tells me many daycare providers earn so little they cannot afford health insurance, nor to put aside money for retirement. Tough working conditions like that mean there's not much incentive to open a family daycare, which is why in many low-income neighborhoods, there just aren't enough.
We're at a crisis level in terms of the number of children who aren't getting care.
And the problem is getting worse as daycare providers leave the field. Over the past 5 years, LA County has lost 1,600 daycares. That's 15,000 childcare slots gone. Tanya McMillan of Bellflower is phasing out her daycare.
I'm no longer accepting any new infants, toddlers, or preschool-age children.
A few years ago, McMillan finally bought herself an Obamacare healthcare plan, but she has no vision or dental.
At this point right now, I've done this incredible work for literally almost 25 years. I have nothing to show for it. Nothing.
What could help? I asked McMillan.
For me to have some type of retirement.
A simple 401k, she says, and she would love to keep caring for her little ones.
My name is Aspen, and I'm 4 years old.
Aspen spent her first 3 years of life at McMillan's daycare. Her mum, Miriam Lang, a high school math teacher, says everyone in the local community knows McMillan.
I knew that, like, when I dropped my daughter off, I never had to second guess.
What do you think when I say to you, Tanya McMillan is closing her daycare?
It's truly unfortunate.
Aspen wanted to weigh in too.
Hi, Miss Tanya. I love you.
McMillan says she doesn't want to close, and if her working conditions could just improve, she might be able to continue.
We'll never be divided! Provider!
So McMillan and other childcare providers are taking action. They gathered in early February on the steps of the Capitol building in Sacramento to introduce a piece of legislation that they hope will help.
Our bill number is AB378.
Yeah! AB378 recognizes SEIU as the Union of Childcare Providers and grants them the right to collectively bargain directly with Governor Newsom, who, in effect, is their boss. Assemblymember Monique Limon of Ventura County is the bill's sponsor. She says the point is to give childcare providers a voice in how to improve the system.
We can't just increase spots without also having the providers at the table.
Now, what's unusual about this workforce of childcare providers is that they're small business owners. They work for themselves. So why would the governor be the one they collectively bargain with for better working conditions? Well, it's because so many care for low-income children and their payment for doing so comes from the state.
I have a moment to chat with the assembly member. We are with SEIU.
What they're doing now is lobbying.
And we're introducing our bill AB 378 today.
Okay, lovely.
To get AB 378 through the legislature and to the governor's desk, that's step one. If Governor Newsom signed the bill, then a vote would take place among all childcare providers as to whether to approve a union to bargain on their behalf. McMillan says every time she talks to a provider about the union effort, she hears the same requests.
I would like to, number one, see a career ladder so that providers have somewhere to go and grow when they get into this field. I would love to see some type of retirement plan. I would like to see a benefits package for when a provider is sick.
Coming together as a group would allow for the purchase of a group health insurance plan at cheaper rates, even a 401k that they could pay into.
Of course, I'd like to see reimbursement rates that are equitable to the work that we do.
And that's the key part. The reimbursement rate is essentially the amount the state pays a provider per low-income child. While it's risen slightly in the past couple of years, it's still below market rate, especially when you factor in the number of hours one kid may stay in childcare if a parent is late or has to work long hours. Now, a union for a workforce of small business owners might seem unusual, but it wouldn't be the first. In Chicago, where Rosie de la Vega has provided childcare out of her home for years, she and fellow providers won the right to unionize and negotiated a contract with the state of Illinois.
Se ganó pues tener el contrato, después hemos ganado como seguro médico.
What we won in our first contract was the right to have a contract, Rosie de la Vega tells me. They also won a healthcare package and a fund of money from the state so that providers could get training in child development so they could get better at serving small children, she says.
Hace 4 años ganamos el 4.26%.
And then, 4 years ago, they won a 4.25% raise in their reimbursement rate. De la Vega believes none of this would have happened without having the right to collectively bargain with the governor. Back here in California, they've tried to get a union recognized for the past 15 years, and 5 times a bill has gone to the governor's desk but has not been signed. This year, advocates are hopeful. Governor Newsom is a supporter of boosting the early childcare field. His newly appointed Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, Chris Perry, has been an early childhood development advocate for much of her career.
The workforce that's supporting children birth to 5 or birth to 8 in California, they need so much.
Perry has seen up close what the child care crisis looks like. She says Governor Newsom knows daycare providers are critical to the development of the state's future workforce and can lead the charge in getting kids ready for school.
Sitting across the table from a group of folks that want to do that for this state would be an honor.
Across the country, home health aides have unionized. So have nannies. Now, with Governor Newsom in office pushing early childhood as one of his signature issues, daycare providers hope they will be next. For KCRW, I'm Deepa Fernandez.